Today is the 25th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we continue to sail through this week, sail through this month, and sail through this year, and sail through the Bible. So let's dive in. In the Old Testament, we're getting ourselves moved into the book of Deuteronomy. We've had a couple of days in Deuteronomy. We're kind of familiar with what's going on now. Deuteronomy is the last things that Moses has to say to the children of Israel. And so there's plenty of reminders in there, plenty of things that we may go like, haven't I heard that before? And yes, you probably have. This is what Moses has to say to remind the people because he is about to recede and Joshua is about to take over. And Moses will disappear from history. He is about to die. And as I've said, we've been with Moses for quite a while now. He's been a very major figure in the story. And so it does us good to honor the book of Deuteronomy, to honor his last words as if we were among the children of Israel and putting ourselves in their story. And so let's pick it up. Deuteronomy chapter 4 today. And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you and do them, that you may live and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor. For the Lord your God destroyed from among you all the men who followed the Baal of Peor. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are all alive today. See, I have taught you statutes and rules as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do them in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and rules so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, unless they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children, how on the day that you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, the Lord said to me, 'Gather the people to me, that I may let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children so.' And you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, while the mountain burned with fire to the heart of heaven, wrapped in darkness, cloud, and gloom. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice. And he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform. That is, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and rules, that you might do them in the land that you are going over to possess. Therefore, watch yourselves very carefully. Since you saw no form on the day that the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire, beware, lest you act corruptly by making a carved image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. and beware lest you raise your eyes to heaven. And when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, you be drawn away and bow down to them and serve them. Things that the Lord your God has allotted to all the people under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be a people of his own inheritance, as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me because of you, and he swore that I should not cross the Jordan, and that I should not enter the good land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance. For I must die in this land. I must not go over the Jordan. But you shall go over and take possession of that good land. Take care, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make a carved image, the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you fathered children and children's children and have grown old in the land, if you act corruptly by making a carved image in the form of anything and by doing what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that you will soon utterly perish from the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess. You will not live long in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods of wood and stone, the work of human hands that neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in tribulation, and all things come upon you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and obey his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not leave you or destroy you, or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man on the earth, and ask from one end of heaven to the other, whether such a great thing as this has ever happened or was ever heard of. Did any people ever hear the voice of a God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and still live? Or has any God ever attempted to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation, by trials, by signs, by wonders, and by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by great deeds of terror, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown, that you might know that the Lord is God. There is no other besides him. Out of heaven he let you hear his voice, that he might discipline you. And on earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved your fathers and chose their offspring after them, and brought you out of Egypt with his own presence by his great power, driving out before you nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore today, and lay it to your heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. Therefore you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land that the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Then Moses set apart three cities in the east beyond the Jordan, that the manslayer might flee there. Anyone who kills his neighbor unintentionally, without being at enmity with him in time past, he may flee to one of these cities and save his life. Bezer in the wilderness on the tableland for the Reubenites, Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. This is the law that Moses set before the people of Israel. These are the testimonies, the statutes, and the rules which Moses spoke to the people of Israel when they came out of Egypt, beyond the Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the people of Israel defeated when they came out of Egypt. And they took possession of his land, in the land of Og, the king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites, who lived to the east beyond the Jordan, from Arior, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, as far as Mount Sirion, that is Hermon, together with all the Arabah in the east side of the Jordan, as far as the Sea of the Arabah, under the slopes of Pisgah. Luke 6:39-7:10. He also told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrites! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. For no good tree bears bad fruits, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruits. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. After he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Psalm 68:1-18. God shall scatter his enemies. To the choir master, the Psalm of David, a song. God shall arise. His enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad, you restored your inheritance as it languished, your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. The Lord gives the word. The women who announce the news are a great host. The kings of the armies, they flee. They flee. The women at home divide this spoil, though you men lie among the sheepfolds. The wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with shimmering gold. When the Almighty scatters kings there, let snow fall on Zalmon. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do you look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for his abode? Yes, where the Lord will dwell forever. The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. Proverbs 11:28. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. Okay, so in the book of Deuteronomy, as we said, well, I mean, I guess this is our fourth, is this our fourth day in Deuteronomy? I think it is. As we said, every day since we've been in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy is these three speeches or talks or discourses, like the final important things that he has to say to the entire congregation of Israel as he prepares to die, as Joshua prepares to take over and take the people across the Jordan River. So we concluded the first of those talks today, and we may have noticed it because we got to the end of that talk and then we began this sort of introduction, like where we're going next, the next things that Moses is going to say. And in this first talk, Moses reminds the people of their covenant with God and that there is no other God that they are in covenant with because there is no other God. And if they are to attempt to chase after other gods, They're going to destroy themselves because they are in covenant. They are under authority. They belong to God. They are His people. And this will be evidenced by their obedience to what they have been told, the way that they are to set up their culture as they go forward. But if they choose not to listen, not to obey, not to heed, then things are not going to go so well. And we'll get a front row seat of watching that struggle as we continue our journey through the scriptures. But it's kind of a stark similarity when we turn into the New Testament and we hear Jesus saying, "Why do you call me Lord and not do what I tell you?" And if we had to think both of what Moses is trying to instill in the people of Israel and look at what Jesus is saying to his hearers, what are they cautioning against? Generally, they're cautioning against our propensity to put ourselves on the throne, that we are the sovereign, and that we will worship whoever, however, whenever, wherever we like, which is in stark contrast to being utterly and hopelessly dependent. One of the greatest battles in the human heart is who sits on the throne. Right? Because the whole system is set up that if you can be sitting on the throne, then you are in control and you are in charge of your own destiny. You make of it what you will. When the way of the kingdom is, there is a sovereign God, and that is something you are not. You are not the creator, you are the created. So you can try to build your own small kingdom and be your own small God, but that will lead to your destruction. Or you can just simply live as you were intended to be. Free. Free. Free from the entanglements of culture, free from having to try to measure up, free from trying to pretend you're something you're not, free to not have a closet full of masks that you have to put on every time you go into public depending on what you're going to do, free to be utterly and completely and hopelessly dependent upon God, who will care for you, who knows what you need before you ask. Free to let go of expectations. Free to simply be here. So we'll watch all this play out as we continue to move forward. But there are so many junctures along the way in the scriptures where the mirror comes up and we have to look at ourselves and we kind of have to look at where we're going, like where the road that we currently are on is headed, and is it headed toward life? Will it get us there? And if we think we can be our own sovereign and just keep dodging, we're going to eventually hit a brick wall or fall into a pothole. We have a choice. And the way of the kingdom is a choice to surrender and come under the protection of the mighty hand of God. And so, Father, we see this. We see this in Old and New Testaments. So we see this spanning thousands of years from each other, and now we are thousands of years from the New Testament, the beginning of the New Testament era, and so we're talking about thousands of years these things have been true, and we're still struggling because it is so counterintuitive to the way that the world system is built up and made to work. And you have invited us to be aware that we're here, we're in it, but we're not of it. And there are other ways to be on this earth. Give us eyes to see, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It is where you find out what's going on around here. It's the home of the Global Campfire. So stay tuned and stay connected. Check it out. If you're using the Daily Audio Bible app, you can access pretty much everything that's there on the web. by using the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner. For example, whether you are on the web or in the app, you can find the community section, which is where the prayer wall lives. And so no matter what's going on, we can always reach out and reach back. And there's just never a shortage of need. And so there's always things to pray about there at the prayer wall. So be familiar with that. And while you're there in the community section, you can find links to different social media channels that we participate in. And that's a good way to stay in touch with any kind of announcements, etc. So following Daily Audio Bible, wherever it is that you do what you do on social media, pretty much. If it's just, you know, if it's a regular major platform, we're probably there too. So the links are in the community section. So let's stay connected as we continue our journey. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. And I thank you with all of my heart for your partnership. There's a mission that we've had all these years to just continue to bring the spoken word of God every day. And just give it to whoever will listen to it, because the idea is that these are the scriptures. If you're hearing this, then you're hearing from God. And who doesn't need that every day? And so even if people just encounter it, they're still hearing. And so we just keep speaking it. Just keep saying it. Somebody's here saying it out over the world every day. And so if that matters, that's part of a journey that is impacting your life, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
I want to pray for Steve from Maryland, and you explained that you're a widow and you've adopted 5 children, and there are quite a few struggles going on right now. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for your strength. I pray for your blessing upon Steve. I thank you, God, for the work that he and his wife started together, and he finds himself in a lonely and falling apart place. And I pray, Lord, that that you would just comfort him and help meet his needs. Help him to grieve and get the support he needs to grieve the loss of his wife. And help each of those children, Lord, to know that they are loved. I pray that you bring supportive people from the church into their lives to walk right next to them. And to show them the love that they need, God. Fill the void, fill the place where mom was and now is not. And help the church to just wrap loving arms around them and love them well. Help each one to get their needs met in you. And give him strength for the journey, Lord. None of us can do this alone, but we can rely on you. And we can take one step at a time. And so I just pray that over my brother. And I pray for success and love and each one to continue in your loving arms. In Jesus' name I pray.
This is Tamberly calling for Steve, the adoptive father, whose wife passed 5 years ago. Steve, I just wanted to let you know that I come alongside you as a fellow adoptive parents. We have 2 daughters that we adopted from the foster care system, and I just want to let you know that I'm sure that on many levels we can connect on the unique challenges that present themselves through adoption, and especially adopting children who have been through trauma or the foster care system or both. So I just wanted to lift you up in prayer, Steve, along with your children. Father God, Lord, I pray for Steve and his children. Father God, I pray that you give Steve strength, or help him understand the strength that he has through you, Father, to be able to make wise decisions for himself and his children. Father God, I pray a hedge of protection around this entire family, Lord, that the forces of evil would not come against them, Lord Jesus, that you would protect them. Father, that your presence would be palpable, that your presence would be unmistakable in their lives. Father God, please help them through this journey that they're on. Father God, we know that you will organize their paths, and we pray, Father, for them to understand how fully loved and fully accepted and fully known by you that they are, Father God. I lift them up today to you, Father, and I pray that today is the day that they can see your salvation and they can feel your love, and that Steve would be encouraged, Father God. Please give him some, help him know, Father, the good things that he's done. Help him see the fruits of his labor today, Father. In your precious son's name, I pray.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is John calling from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's the 22nd of March, the 81st day of the year, and spring is in the air. Brian, thank you so much for this program and for the opportunity to dive into God's Word every day. I wanted to give a shout out and say hi to friends here in the Lehigh Valley area in Pennsylvania that have decided to take the journey for the year this year through the Bible, and you all who know who you are. And I love you and hope that you're just hanging in there and taking it day by day and step by step, and that God's Word is washing over you and have an impact on your lives as it's had on mine in so many almost indescribable ways. My call this morning is to pray for Steve from Maryland. Steve, I heard your prayer request come in on the Community Prayer and Praise on the 22nd. It aired on the 22nd, and you called in asking for prayer for you and your family because you're going through a lot of struggles right now. You mentioned that you've got 5 adopted children, that you lost your wife 5 years ago, and you're struggling right now with your son, with homeschooling, and just a home life with the pandemic, and also over that loss, you know, of your wife, his mom, and then, you know, also with a daughter that's got herself in a legal jam, and a daughter who's going to be having a baby. You've got a lot going on, Steve. Jesus, thank you so much, Father, for Steve. Thank you for what he's doing in raising this family, Lord God. Give him strength. Help him to endure, Father God, to stay close to you. Help him to be prayerful, to remain calm and cool and collected. There's nothing too hard for you, Jesus, and this isn't a surprise to you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is God's tree. For I have many branches, but I am yet rooted in the Lord. I'm calling because on behalf of 2 prayer requests, this is March the 22nd. This is for Paul in Ohio. Paul, you bless my spirit because you said you've been praying for several things and it hasn't come to fruition yet. And you've been faithful, laying before God, praying and in a routine of giving God what you have. But then God spoke to you and said, you know, I can do something for you, but you need to do something a little different. So now you're setting out to do something different. And that spoke to my spirit because I once heard a message that said that you have to do something different in order to get something that you never have. And so you put that little fire under me to do the same thing, because there's some things I'm believing God for as well. So I'm going to be doing some things a little different too, so that I can see God move. God wants us to work our faith, and that's what I'm going to do. And I also want to honor a prayer request to Tamika. I didn't get where she's from, but I'm praying for the healing in your shoulder and your workman compensation to go through. But more importantly, I'm not only just praying for blessings for your children, but I'm praying blessings for yourself because you deserve it. And you know, you say there's so many obstacles that's keeping you from getting the housing that you need. But know that sometimes the enemy puts obstacles in the way just so he can keep you from seeing the blessings that are on the way. So don't give up. Keep praying and keep trusting God. Housing is going to open up for you, and it's going to be better than what you ever imagined. And your children are going to be blessed more than because you're highly favored and loved by the Lord. And again, I want to thank you all for this ministry and continue to bless for you as I...
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend? Is he? His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
And brothers and sisters in Christ, just know that the Lord